to God. That the Lord could have our heart would be for the Lord to take our children from the very beginning, that they would be useful. Then when the children are born, of course, I want to say this right now. You know, as I talk this way, we all think about, none of us prayed for our children before they were born. And looking, my kid grew up and didn't turn out too well, and this and that. I've got that experience myself. Well, that's why we're having this workshop. We're not here, you know, because we all have done it right. If we'd have done it right, we wouldn't be having a workshop. Anyway, praise the Lord. We don't be condemned over how we've lived.
Yeah.
But from right now on, we're going to do it the Lord's way. That's what happens. Every time we have a word like this, everybody starts thinking about how what I should have done and didn't. But anyway, we see these first three with Samuel, then on down. Having been reminded of the unfeigned faith in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded dwells also in you. We shouldn't think that our brother Timothy, that everything that he had was put into him by Paul. It was not put into him by Paul.
Yeah.
He was one who knew the Holy Scriptures from his youth.
Yeah.
And because his mother Eunice had put that into him. And the reason she had put it into him is because her mother Lois had put it into her.
Right.
We're not talking just about prayer. We're also talking about fellowship in the homes.
Yeah.
Fellowship in the homes, singing, praying and having fellowship. You know, I'll tell you the honest truth. This, I do have some good experience from my upbringing and somewhat even with my children. I believe they would testify. But in my home, my father was a godly man. And, you know, I never read the Bible as a kid growing up. Hardly ever. Because the King James, English, and all this, but forget about it. But you know what? In our table, at our dinner table, oftentimes, the Bible is what we talked about. I found out about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and all of the stories related to all four of these ones without reading the Bible. Just because of the fellowship in the home. You know, this is marvelous. What an education. You know what accompanies this? This kind of talk? The sweet flow of life. The Lord accompanies the Word also. When we speak the Word and have fellowship, instead of talking about sports or the weather or whatever else. You know, what if we just, not make it a rule, but on the other hand, just freely begin to fellowship the matters of God's economy while we're at the dinner table or in the living room. The flow of life will come in.
Yeah.
Every time the flow of life comes in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tasted something I didn't know what I was tasting. But anyway, I was learning the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, little kids, a lot of them, they don't want to read the Bible. But if there's a lot of talk about the Bible in your house, they will pick up everything.
Right.
So this is important.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then let's look at 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, in like manner, dwell together with them. It's talking about the wives. It already said something earlier about the wives. The wives here, this is a strong word where the wife is calling Abraham Lord. Anyway, we won't touch that. But it says, husbands, in like manner, dwell together with them according to knowledge, as with the weaker feminine vessel, assigning honor to them, as also to fellow heirs of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. This indicates the one accord with your wife.
Yes.
And your wife having the one accord with your husband.
Right.
That together you would be heirs of the grace of life.
Yes.
And when you pray, your prayers will not be hindered.
Right.
This is exactly what this means. This shows us something of the rules. There are rules in the universe. There are rules in the universe if between God and Satan. If there's not the one accord among us, we can pray a lot, and yet the enemy has a way to hinder those prayers.
Right.
But if the one accord is there, especially with our wife, the enemy cannot hinder the prayer.
Amen.
We pray and the enemy cannot hinder.
Yes.
That's just the rules. Now, I have a fight with Diane. And if things don't work out, forget about it. I'm going to be with the brothers. I'll pray with the brothers. We'll take the church on. But I can't get along with my wife. You think my prayer is going to get very far? I guarantee you it won't get past the ceiling. The Lord will, the enemy is able to come in with a fallen angel legion to stop my prayer. You involved in the young people's work? You involved in the children's meetings? You're involved in the gospel? You're involved in a lot of things, and you pray for these things. But how about our relationship with our wife?
Yeah. Amen.
What is the use of our prayer? What is the use of our prayer if we are not one with our wife? This is important. This is very important. Anyway, I got to move on.
Amen.
Then again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on the earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them. It will be done from my Father who is in the heavens. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Two or three, that don't sound like the church meeting. Even two or three don't sound like a vital group meeting. Two or three sounds like the family. Two or three must be the family. You come together with your wife and one or two children, and you are in His name. What does that mean? Lord Jesus, this and that, we ask this in Jesus' name. No, that's not what this means. It means together, you come together and you exercise to get into the person. When you get into the person, then you're in the name. Then you don't need to say in His name. You're in His name. Then whatever you pray, you're one with Him. And you're one with one another. And the Lord will hear the prayer. No hindrance from the prayer. This is a big matter, saints. This is a big matter. Then let's move on to the last couple here. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in my every petition on behalf of you, making my petition with joy for your fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now. We can make petition both with our family and for our family. You know, this is something I'm just learning right now. Tell you the truth, sorry to say, I haven't prayed that much for my family, just counting on the church life and all this kind of thing. We're learning some hard lessons because of the way we've handled it. That's why I say, don't be condemned of how we've lived. We just want to find out how we should live.
Yeah.
How is the Lord's way for us to go on?
Amen.
You know, we can go to the Lord regarding a son or a daughter or any member of our family and pour out our heart exactly how we feel. Make the petition to the Lord exactly how you feel.
Yes.
And the Lord will come in.
Amen.
You know, the psalmist, regardless what mood he was in, he spoke it just the way it was. Sometimes it was even him and not the Lord. Anyway, whatever he felt, he let it go.
Yes.
Eventually, you'll touch your spirit.
Yes.
And the Lord will have a way to answer that prayer. Maybe not exactly the way you wanted it, but anyway, in His way.
Yes.
But anyway, we have to be those that would petition for our children. You know, I have a son that's not doing well right now. I am learning how to pray.
Hey.
I've never known how to pray. But I'm learning how to pray.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to pray for my son.
Yeah.
And I'm filled with hope.
Yeah.
That the Lord will do something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more. More in the full knowledge and all discernment. I believe this verse can certainly be applied to the family.
Right.
When we are together, and when we pray together, and when we sing together, and when we fellowship the word of God's economy together, the sweet flow of life begins to pour out. Then we begin to love one another with that love.
Amen.
We need to love with that love.
Amen.
There's a particular kind of love that we need to love with.
Amen.
It's the Zoe love. Anyway, praise His name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just share my own testimony. Amen. About 14 years ago, my wife and I married. During that marriage meeting, one elder sister sent us a pair of prayer mats. A pair of prayer mats. with prayer mat. Yes. For the sake, when we pray together, we can kneel down to pray in a more smooth way, more comfortable way. Oh, we appreciate the prayer mat very much. So in the first few years in our marriage life, we used that prayer mat to pray together. At that period of time, our marriage is very sweet. But at that period of time, long, long years, I find out why in such a sweet, perfect marriage life, wow, something happened. We have quarrels, debates, even sometimes fighting with each other. Many times when I came home late, my wife waiting at our house to make a deal with me. Is this family is family is really your family? Why you don't come home? then I feel, oh, because I so love the Lord. From early morning, I went out to the to go to meeting, enjoy the Lord, to visit the saints. Oh, I'm so faithful. I'm so absolute. So that's why I come home so late. Oh, why? I'm so absolute. I'm so spiritual. But in my family life, oh, not only a leakage come out, even a gap between my wife and me. Then I turned to the Lord. I pray, Lord, what's the reason? Lord, what's the remedy? Lord, show me what's the remedy of my family life, of my marriage life. Then the Lord showed me that pair of red prayer man. Oh, then I tried to find out where is our prayer mat, which long years ago, elder sister sent them to us. Then I find out, oh, so shameful, so regretful. I just cannot remember. Long years ago, we have thrown this prayer mat away. Brothers and sisters, I'm willing to expose myself before you all. Even I'm a quote-unquote full-timer for so long years. Sorry to say. And it's the number one thing that I'm so easy to squeeze out is my prayers. So I repent to the Lord. I pray to the Lord, Lord, it's possible. Lord, recover this prayer life, amen, with my wife. One night, I told her, Grace, how about we pray together? She said, no. She came to the meeting quite frequent. Release her spirit in the meeting, very good. But when I request, how about we pray together as before? She said, no. Why? Because I offend her in our family life too many times. Amen. Then what can I do? Amen. The best thing I know I can do is confessing my sins. Amen. My shortage, my weakness, amen. Confessing the thing not only to the Lord, confessing my thing to her, to beg for her forgiveness. And after that, we can pray again. Not only we pray, we feel that our family, our household, we need to pray every night. We play together. Now I have a girl at the age of 6, a boy at the age of 5. A couple years ago, we built up this family revival time almost every day. I enjoy it very much. Even at that time, my boy at the age even under 4, less than 4 years old, he can also pray for his sister. So when we get up together to pray, brothers and sisters, I feel so sweet from my deep within. So sweet, so real, so practical my spiritual life is. Lots of time in a meeting, I can shout, cool, releasing my spirit. But when I go home, I have no heart, no willingness to pray with my household in my house. Then I learn, Lord, I need to correct myself, adjust myself, to let me as a real, genuine brothers to experience the Lord in my family life. And then I learn, I have to pray. But we need to pray in a proper way. We need to pray in a way as what's recorded in the New Testament. So now we come to how we can pray in a. Oh, thank you. How we can pray in a proper way. Let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Amen. I thank my God upon all my remembrances of you, always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy for your fellowship unto the fullness of the gospel from the first day until now. Amen. They will continue to 9 to 10. Amen. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the full knowledge and all discernment, so that you may be proved by testing the things which differ and are more excellent, that you may be pure and without offense until the day of Christ. Amen. When Apostle Paul prayed for the saints in Philippi, he's interceding, he's praying in the praying of 3 steps. First, giving thanks. Second, blessing. The third, interceding. First, giving thanks. Second, blessing. The third, interceding. How about we repeat this 3 times, okay? Giving thanks, blessing, interceding. Giving thanks, blessing, interceding. Giving thanks, blessing, and interceding. Here we have some sisters as wives in the house. We are so willing to pray for our husband. But what's our way of praying for our husband? Sometimes I heard the wife pray for her husband in the way of a accusing way, condemning way. Lord, remember my husband. Oh, by the enemy. Lord, turn his hot heart to you. Oh, Lord, you know, I suffered so long. Remember me. Is it prayer? Yes, it is. But not so efficient. Even the more we pray, maybe the more upset we feel. Oh, my wife remained the same. Even more cruel, harsh, more harsh to me. We need to learn to pray for our husband. in the way first, giving thanks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Giving thanks.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my family. Because he believes in you. Oh, he has a divine love within. He is a real brothers in the Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. Giving thanks. Sometimes it's not so easy for wife can giving thanks for her own husband. It's easy for giving thanks for others' husband. But not easy to giving thanks for her own husband. Sometimes we as parents, not easy to giving thanks for our children, for our kids. All the time we feel, oh, they are too bad. Oh, naughty, they're off. Why they don't love the Lord as their mom. So all the time, even we pray in a kind of accusing and a condemning way. It's not the way Apostle Paul prayed for the saints in Philippi. How he prayed. He said, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, he said, I thank my God. How he prayed. First, giving thanks. I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you. Always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy. Amen. So first, giving thanks. Then, second, blessing. Blessing him. Bless him. Bless her. Bless our kids. With all the heavenly blessing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We can see that in verse 9, it's Paul's blessing. He said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in all the full knowledge and all discernment. His prayer is in a prayer way of blessing. Bless the saints in Philippi with God's love, with his abounding love, with his love abound yet more and more. Amen. We need to learn to pray in the way of blessing. Bless our wife. Bless our husband. Bless our kids. The kids bless our parents. How sweet it is. Amen. We can try. We can try. And then the third. Everyone. Every day. We have something. We are really concerned. We are really worried about. It's really a burden in us. We need someone to intercede, to pray for us, to share the burden together with us. Who will be the proper one who can share the burden with us in our everyday living? Our household. Our husband, our wife, we can pray together in one... to bear the same burden, to pass through the hardship, to experience the Lord. The best person is our household, the member in our family. So how we pray? We can pray in the way first, giving thanks. Second, blessing.
Amen.
The third, interceding. Then we, this kind of prayers can build us together.
Amen.
This kind of prayers can let the threefold life infiltrate at each inch of our family. So I feel so sweet every evening. Not only we can sing hymns, not only we can pray singing. After pray singing, something comes out. We feel we need to pray. Not only pray singing, after pray singing, we need to pray. Pray for one another. praying the way of three steps. First, giving thanks. Second, fast. The third, interceding. Amen. So now, how about each one of us? We just sit in our seat. And then, we try to pray for one member in our family. That's the one which we concern the most. We worry about the most. We learn to pray for him.
Amen.
Now, here. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. We pick up one. Amen. For Andy Wu, who you are prepared to pray for. Yes, Andy Wu will pray for his dad. In the way of giving thanks, then blessing, then very good. Not as before. Oh Lord, remember my dad. Oh, he quit meeting. Oh, about 20 years. Oh Lord, Lord, we don't know why. His heart is so hard. Lord. No. Amen. First, giving thanks. Then, blessing. Then, interceding. Okay? How about now, from now, okay? Everyone of us, amen. Amen. We pray for one. As a member in our family, which we concern the most, we worry about the most, we learn to pray for him. We learn to pray for her. We are experienced. The prayer of the righteous man is effective.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 No. Amen.
My soul, I am like silent.
mansion. Hallelujah. Now we'll invite family to make a demonstration for us. How they have their family revival time with two parts in this 10 minutes. The first part, singing hymn. Amen. The second part, by praying for one another. The first, singing hymn. The first part, singing hymn. That we practiced last workshop meeting. And then, after singing, it's so spontaneously that we need to pray for one another. In the way of first, giving thanks. Second, blessing. The third, interceding. Amen. So, okay, now we invite Rosalind and Willie, wife family. Amen. Hallelujah! Come forward! First Lord! Amen. How about it? Okay, you remove temporary and then arrange the chair in one circle. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the last family. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise for the first family. Every day with the reality of the sweet flavor. Amen. Hallelujah. One. Yes, very well. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, they make a demonstration for us. Amen. Shorter time in singing hymn. And the focus is on how to pray for one another. Amen. In an effective way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how about that? You first make introduce.
For most of you who don't know, this is Titus, my youngest.
Amen.
This is Kenton, my second oldest.
Amen.
This is Acacia, my second to the youngest. And this is Rosalind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And my wife, Rosalind. How about we sing? How about we sing what we the song that the chorus of the song that we sang last at the last meeting before we pray? How about we sing Lord I Treasure?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord I treasure the sweet flow of life.
Amen.
And my soul I bad last I lay down. Oh Lord deep and the
life I lay down. Amen. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray deepen. Lord, do deepen the sweet flow. Oh, at your coming. Lord, oh, we await your coming. That life would be mature. Oh, Lord.
Lord, amen.
Sweet flow of life.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, I was just wanted to let y'all know that I have a real concern for my service with all the young people. And I just wonder if you would all, we could just pray together tonight concerning my service with the young people, that I would impart wisdom to them,
Amen.
Reality to them,
Amen.
And that they would be an acceptable offering to the Lord,
Amen.
That they would really know the Lord in all of my contact with them.
Amen.
My contact would lead them to the Lord.
Amen.
So I wonder if we could pray for that tonight.
Yeah.
And then whatever else you want to pray for, be fine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for Willie.
Amen.
Thank you for my husband.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He loves you.
Amen.
Oh, he's chosen you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He's taken a stand for you.
Amen.
To lead this family to you.
Amen.
Lord, we follow him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for his heart.
Amen.
His heart for the church.
Amen.
He not only loves you.
Amen.
He loves the church.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you bless him.
Amen.
Bless him with yourself.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
With the sweet flow of life.
Amen.
Assignment that I would not only bear fruit with the young people in the church, but also bear fruit on my job. Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord, how we thank you for Mommy.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for her heart.
Amen.
We thank you that she is here.
Amen.
She's still here loving you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for that.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to bless her.
Amen.
Bless her with more love.
Amen.
Lord, more vision with you.
Amen.
Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that she would love you more.
Amen.
She would go on with you.
Amen.
Even further and further.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for this school year.
Amen.
That there would be more fruit.
Amen.
Lord, bless her with more life.
Amen.
More of a way with all the kids at school.
Amen.
Lord, more of a way in service.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for her.
Amen.
At the UW, and I was just hoping that maybe you could pray for me that my heart I know I have to give my heart, my whole being to my studies because it's important, but that my heart, even in giving myself to my studies, wouldn't be drawn away. And that even in my giving myself to my studies, that my heart for the Lord would stay pure.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for Kenta.
Amen.
We thank you that he made it through high school.
Amen.
This is because of you.
Amen.
That you did that.
Amen.
You put him here.
Amen.
Brought him to this point.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for that.
Thank you,
Lord, we ask you to bless him.
Amen.
Bless him even further.
Amen.
With the more of a desire.
Amen.
To stay with you.
Amen.
To be useful to you.
Amen.
Even more.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for him.
Amen.
This school here.
Amen.
Lord, that he would give himself.
Amen.
Give himself to you.
Amen.
Give himself that you would keep him.
Amen.
Keep his heart pure.
Amen.
Keep his vision so clear.
Amen.
That he's preparing in his studies.
Amen.
That he would be for you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for Kenton.
Amen.
Thank you, he loves you.
Amen.
Thank you, he's chosen you.
Amen.
Thank you, his heart is for you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for our son.
Yes.
Oh, that he loves the church life.
Amen.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Bless him this next school year.
Amen.
Oh, bless his study.
Yes.
Bless his time.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He would be for you.
Amen.
Keep his heart.
Oh, Lord.
Preserve him, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Deserving to love.
Yes.
To be holy for
yes.
you. To be single for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can pray for yourself.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord, keep my heart for you.
Amen.
Lord, keep me pure for you.
Amen.
I want to have a vessel for you.
Amen.
A vessel unto honor.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Keep me, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep me in the church life.
Amen.
Don't let me get distracted.
Yeah.
All the things of the world.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have to be more precious.
Amen.
More living.
Amen.
More attractive.
Amen.
Everything in the world.
Amen.
I want to be drawn to you.
Amen.
You share something. What's your subjective sensation?
Amen.
When you pray in this way.
Amen.
Not only here, I know that they have prayed, practiced just praying for quite a period of time.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Share something.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We somewhat have this practice. We somewhat have this practice quite frequently. And we have found that the more we pray together, the more it unites us. And then when problems arise, it is not as difficult to confront them because we are confronting them and facing them with the Spirit.
Amen.
We're not facing them out of our own constitution. And then, then the problems seem to dissipate faster and easier. Then we seem to have a more of a cohesive unit working together with one another. So when we pray together, we always feel like things get accomplished a lot easier, quicker, and faster in our family time. But even the more, our whole house seems to really have a heart for the Lord. I don't know if that's related to the prayer or the Lord's mercy or both. But at least we have, by the Lord's mercy, a heart for the Lord through the prayer.
I just appreciate two things. One is the matter of the giving thanks rather than praying, Lord, get my husband out of his mind. It's so good to pray, Lord, thank you for my husband. And it just gives you such a sweet sense toward that member of the family that you're praying for. And it gives you a sweet sense when they're praying for you in that way. Because I'm so used to praying with the condemning you know, how we pray. The other thing that I've enjoyed the most is that Willie and I have prayed together off and on, not consistently throughout our marriage, but I appreciate so much that the Lord is doing this in the church. That we're doing this together, that the whole church is exercising to come together with their families to spend time to touch the Lord in a consistent and daily way. But I also appreciate that this exercise that we do in our families is so essential for the building up of the church. Because the family is so important, that our building together Amen. Is so important to our being related to the other saints yeah. and to what happens in the church life. Amen. But I appreciate also that we need the church to do this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, oh, Lord Jesus, Amen. You know, that we're doing it together.
Amen.
And that when we testify how it works, we're encouraging one another
yeah.
to continue this practice.
Amen.
I know we won't continue.